All week long, we're live from spring training, and as KPUG's very own Alan Fee puts it, it's the zone in Zona. I can't count the number of times I've heard that phrase this week, but you know what? It's catching on in the newsroom, Alan, I must say.
Well, there you go. You got to have a hashtag or you're not relevant, right?
Allegedly, I've long surpassed the hashtag train on my end, but that's okay. The zone in Zona is a great one. You got to put that on like a wedding registry or something. I digress. Spring training, M saw a bit of a loss yesterday, but again, you said this yesterday. That's not all necessarily bad news, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had that 6-game losing streak and then all of the adventures of the weekend. But the whole thing here about spring training is just making sure our pitchers are okay and the guys get their reps in as far as getting hits. And the team does look solid. They really, truly do. So don't let the 13-3 score from yesterday give you any indication of what this team's going to be. The pitching from top to bottom, by all accounts, everyone's very excited about it. We're shoring up the bullpen, and the guys that need to be getting hits in this new order that we're going to have offensively, they're doing a great job. They look really good and ready to roll.
Fabulous. Now, you had mentioned, I had asked you yesterday about some of the standouts that you were seeing around the pitch and around the field, and you mentioned there's one name in particular you really want to talk about. That'd be Ty France.
Well, Ty France, he comes back this year. He's the guy that has led the league traditionally in getting hit by a pitch. So he decided he was going to lose a bunch of weight. I don't think that has anything to do with it, but Ty France notoriously likes to crowd the plate, and he's come back. He obviously is doubling down. He's lost weight, and he went to a place, and I found this kind of interesting. They go to a place called Driveline. J.P. Crawford on the team did this last year as well. Driveline is where they go, and they attach all kinds of electronics to you, and they really break down your swing. They do the whole graphic video, and he is a new man at the plate. So that's very exciting. It really worked well for J.P. Crawford. 2 years ago, J.P. really struggled, and he came back last year and as a leadoff man was unbelievable. So Ty France went to the same thing. Ty France comes back just reborn. He's got a baby on the way. He's got two beautiful golden retrievers. Life is good for Ty France. Ty France is a guy you want to watch. Because he's a guy that so this Mariner team goes, so Ty France goes. So I think he's going to be a real big indication of how good this team is early on in April.
Like the Phoenix, he could rise from the ashes to make the Mariners something spectacular this year. Now, what's coming up on the schedule for the rest of the week, Alan?
For the rest of the week, we've got a lot going on. We're going to be doing camp this morning. We're going to show up about 9 o'clock, and that's where we're going to get up close and personal with the players and really get a good look at them and see some of the things that they're working on as individuals. That's just a good indication of, you know, sometimes what happens when you've got guys that are playing in these games like yesterday, they're not playing to win that game necessarily. Some of them are trying out new pitches. Some of them are working on their swing, and so they're trying different things, and then this is a chance to have those things happen away from a game situation where they can really dive in. So we're going to watch that really closely. Some players that we're watching that we've newly acquired, Mitch Garver, he's going to be a DH. We haven't had a DH in that position for a long time. He comes from the Texas Rangers, and we love this guy. He can hit, and he's one of the bats that the Mariners didn't have last year. Jorge Polanco, we got him from the Twins, second baseman. We haven't had a second baseman in 6 years since Robinson Cano, so it's going to be real interesting to see how he is at the plate. Yesterday, he had a couple of pops, so that's exciting. Mitch Haniger is a name that we all know. He's back from San Francisco, and we're real curious to see how he's going to connect with the ball, because he's going to be one of the keys to protecting Julio in the batting order. Other names that you're going to get used to, Luke Raley from Tampa. You're going to get used to Luis Reyes from Tampa. And keep an eye on this Gregory Santos. I know you're into pitching, Deanna. This Gregory Santos in the bullpen from the White Sox, this guy can throw 99 to 100 miles an hour. And if they can contain that, he's been a little sporadic with that. But, man, anybody can throw 99 to 100 miles an hour. That's going to be real interesting to watch.
Oh, certainly is, especially for the White Sox. The White Sox didn't necessarily have the greatest of seasons last go-around, so this is a boost for their own morale, and I think the baseball world's going to just be really excited with this guy and the work he does.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. And some other players just to keep an eye on. These guys are probably going to go back to the minors. But, you know, who is the next Julio Cruz or someone of that caliber? We've got this kid that you really got to pay attention to, the shortstop, Cole Young. He's He lives up to his name. He's young, but this kid is good. That is going to be a name that you're going to know in the baseball future. So hopefully he'll come up through the Mariners system, much like a Julio did, and he'll perform well for us. We don't really need a shortstop quite yet, but just, again, Cole Young. Colt Emerson, how's that for a cool baseball name? He's a shortstop, second baseman to watch. Johnny Farmello, an outfielder. Ty Pete is an infielder that you're going to hear about. Again, it's just a matter of time. And then Feline Celestin, 17, 18 years old from the Dominican Republic. This kid's a shortstop. People are just blown away with how good this kid is. He was hurt last year, but the Mariners in their farm system, these are guys to watch. Now, again, they're names that you may not know, but you know, you always hear about the Mariners, how they don't spend money. Well, they develop guys. And remember, Julio Rodriguez came from this. And there are other team players on that pitching staff that came from this. So those names I just mentioned there, they're coming up through our system. So we're not going to spend billions of dollars trying to get them in free agency. They're already our guys.
All right, guys, if you're listening out there and you're taking down notes, I hope you got all of that. Alan Fee from KPUG will have, he'll repeat that later on throughout the week as spring training continues down in Arizona. Alan, again, thank you so much. We'll chat again a little bit later this morning. This KPUG spring training report brought to you by Walton Beverage Company, 100% locally owned Pepsi distributor serving Northwest Washington. They're now hiring. Head over to waltonbeverage.com.